Lineage Matters, written by Batsu Tausai and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring Fëanor, Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon, and original Jedi characters. Summary: Fëanor brings his new Padawan to meet Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan. Years as Qui-Gon's Padawan had taught Fëanor that his former master wasn't much for being polite for the sake of politeness, and while Obi-Wan Kenobi at least pretended he cared, he'd also told Fëanor, on three different occasions, in the 6 years of their acquaintance, that propriety could go hang itself when it was a lineage matter. And Fëanor taking his second Padawan definitely counted as a lineage matter. So, the moment Wangui was finished with her lessons for the day, after Fëanor had heard through the temple grapevine that the Jyn Kenobi duo were back from yet another mission that had gone overlong, the grapevine claimed it was either slavers, a crashed ship, or a bounty hunter. Knowing his former master and Padawan brother's luck, Fëanor half suspected it was all three. Fëanor took her past their flat to meet the pair. Qui-Gon had been in, and had been clearly delighted to meet his newest Grand Padawan, turning up unnecessarily sugary biscuits to go along with the tea he'd immediately set to brewing. But there was no sign of Obi-Wan, save one of his cloaks hung over the hook someone had installed next to his bedroom door, the bottom edge frayed and stained dark. The biscuits vanished in record time, even when calculating in a youngling with a sweet tooth, and Qui-Gon sent Wangui into the kitchen for more, then turned to Fëanor and said, voice low to keep his words between them, "Obi-Wan's closed himself off from me. I don't know why, but..." He sighed and shook his head. "I can guess." Fëanor could make a guess as well. He'd had a front-row seat to the drama that was Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan learning to trust each other again after Xanatos' death and everything that had preceded it. He'd been Obi-Wan's go-to confidant, even more so than his assigned mind healer, presumably because Fëanor could relate in a way that someone who hadn't suffered Qui-Gon's maverick ways and Xanatos' cruelties couldn't have. He hadn't particularly minded, had found his own form of healing in spending time with his Padawan brother, and he knew that Ace never would have forgiven Qui-Gon without Obi-Wan showing them how. Still, it had been years since Obi-Wan had pulled away from Qui-Gon so thoroughly. Qui-Gon glanced towards the kitchen. "I'll trade you Padawans for an hour," he offered with a strained smile. Fëanor glanced toward the kitchen himself, smiling faintly when Wangui let out a quiet, "Whoops," followed by a louder, "I didn't do it." Qui-Gon sighed, but there was fondness visible in the crinkles around his eyes. "Are you sure she's your Padawan?" he asked, dry humor in the words. Fëanor coughed a laugh into his hand and stood. "Wangui, why don't we leave Master Qui-Gon to clean up your whoops?" Fëanor blinked down at Qui-Gon as his words registered. He'd honestly intended to let Qui-Gon watch Wangui, and found his master turning an understanding smile on him. "The Force works in mysterious ways," Qui-Gon said, and Fëanor sighed at the tired old refrain, but nodded. Wangui had whined a bit about not being able to finish her tea or have any more biscuits, but Qui-Gon had soothed her with a promise of a lineage dinner and an introduction to Master Yan, not Fëanor's favorite member of their lineage, but Yan had reached out to Qui-Gon after Kamari's disappearance, and Fëanor didn't know what his former master had said, but Yan had given Fëanor an actual apology for the cruel things he'd said after Xanatos had left the Order. After watching Ace make amends with Qui-Gon, Fëanor hadn't dared to refuse the peace offering, and Yan had returned the kindness by leaving it to Fëanor to decide how and when they would move forward in repairing their relationship. There were only so many places Obi-Wan would retreat to when he was avoiding his and Qui-Gon's flat, and two of them were out, as both Quinlan Vos and Bant Eren were off-world on missions, and Fëanor had been in his own flat recently enough to be fairly certain Obi-Wan wasn't there. He'd been less inclined to spend time in the ship hangar since the incident that Ace and Garen Moln referred to as an epic starfighter chase, which left the Sals and the Room of a Thousand Fountains. Fëanor let his feet guide him, and wasn't particularly surprised to find himself standing outside one of the private Sal rooms. "Give me a moment," he warned Wangui, and once she'd nodded, tapped his code into the door control panel. The door slid open with a quiet chime, and Fëanor couldn't help the way his eyebrows raised upon finding his Padawan brother standing in the middle of a small graveyard of smoking training droid carcasses. Wangui whistled from where she was peeking around his arm. "When do I learn how to do that?" she asked. Obi-Wan's head jerked up and around, his gaze slightly wild as he took in Fëanor and the little purple face peering out from behind him. "Welcome home, little brother," Fëanor offered quietly, reaching across the distance between them with his force presence, brushing it against his Padawan brother's thick shields. "Do you mind if we come in?" "Fi?" Obi-Wan asked quietly, his voice small, somehow sounding more like he had when Fëanor had just met him than the more familiar young adult he was. "Yes," Fëanor agreed, grabbing Wangui's shoulder to halt her attempt to sneak around him and into the room. "Do you know where you are?" Obi-Wan's eyes darted around the room, tracing over the tall columns, the bust of some long-dead Jedi against the far wall, the relief carved into the ceiling, and the beautiful mosaic on the floor, protected under a covering of clear sealant. And then he winced, clearly noticing the droid graveyard. "Oh," he said, sheepish. "Whoops." Fëanor snorted and finally stepped into the room, drawing Wangui with him and slightly forward so she could stand at his side and let the door close behind them. "If you are lucky, Master Drolleg will only make you realign the crystals in the initiate sabers," Fëanor informed him. Obi-Wan seemed to remember he was holding his lightsaber then, for he switched it off with a slightly surprised look and attached it to his belt. Then he cast an uncertain look at Wangui, his fingers twitching. "This is Wangui," Fëanor introduced, giving his Padawan's shoulder a squeeze and then giving her a gentle nudge forward. "My new Padawan." "Hi," Wangui greeted, perking up and practically bouncing forward. "Master Fëanor and Ace talk about you all the time, and I think Vega has a crush on you or something, because she makes this funny adoring face whenever you're..." "Wangui," Fëanor interrupted, pinching the bridge of his nose. But Obi-Wan let out a quiet laugh, the sound just slightly startled, and his expression softened into that warm, kind smile he always seemed to have for younglings. "Hello, Padawan Wangui." Wangui paused, almost seeming to hesitate for a moment, before she asked, "Do you want a hug? Master Fëanor says hugs are important." "I would love a hug," Obi-Wan agreed, and opened his arms in offer. Wangui whooped and hopped gleefully over the droid carcasses, crashing into Obi-Wan when she misjudged and landed on a curved casing. But he caught her with another quiet laugh, and his eyes were bright with gratitude when he looked over her head towards Fëanor. Fëanor just smiled back. The end.